Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Peter Paul Verzola. I think our theme is coming up. Many themes are going to be coming up, especially with this health care, Pelosi Care, which is, there's some historical items that are relative today. Since this we are promoting and acknowledging the 70th birthday of Madam Nancy D'Alessandro Pelosi. A lot of people know that, and it appears that she is afflicted with political Alzheimer's. Here in San Francisco, we have, in her district, I think 9 of the 5,000 public health care clinics, community health care clinics, that have been funded since the Truman administration in 1946. Over $9 billion has been budgeted, and they provide basic HMO-type health care for uninsured and low-income people and even illegal aliens or people here under questionable residence status. They cannot ask nor deny medical care for anybody that comes in there, into these community health care clinics. It's surprising, well, it's not surprising considering how corrupt this politician is. And the erratic behavior and the irrational statements like AstroTurf. But anyway, you know, the statement that she made, you have to pass the bill in order to find out what's in it. It's just incredible. It sounds like Adolf Hitler, Pol Pot, Mao Tse-tung, Mussolini, this Joseph Stalin, the kind of statement that would come out of their mouths. But anyway, karma will catch up with that woman. So I don't know what's the matter with these community health care clinics. They provide basic services, as I said, and we've looked at them, and surprisingly in the San Francisco Chronicle today, their House conservative Deborah Saunders raised the issue of these clinics' existence, and she said one was within 20 miles of her house or something. I don't know where she lives, but it's interesting. Nobody, even the major media, you don't hear it on Fox, you don't certainly don't hear it on MSNBC or CNN, or PBS, about the status of these clinics or even the existence. It's as if they don't exist. And there's so much talk about fraud, the political fraud involved in by the politicians, including Mr. O and Madam Pelosi, and then Mr. Reed. His karma's caught up with him. It's sad that his wife and daughter were injured, but you know, if you believe in karma, that's a warning. So maybe, well, the voters of Nevada will take care of him unless there's massive voter fraud. But let's talk about some days today in history, some interesting things. Since I began with talking about medicine, today Joseph Lister, the father of modern surgery, published his treatise on antiseptics in the use of surgery. He's the guy that cleaned up surgery because surgeons operated on people without cleaning their hands, and one of the most notorious cases and episodes in American history was the Civil War. And Ken Burns did an excellent chapter in his series on the Civil War on how medicine was practiced and amputations, removal of bullets, the high incidence of people dying because of the unsanitary conditions of the surgical theaters. So it's very important. And the whole progress of military medicine that was learned from experiences on the battlefield. Excuse me. And so he is important, Joseph Lister, so we should honor his memory. And, of course, the question is, what's going to happen to medical research if this horrible abortion of a legislation goes through? No pun intended. But let's move on. Of today's birthdays, now this is relevant. Our fourth president, little Jamie Madison, the guy, the husband of Dolly Madison, the woman who saved the famous portrait of George Washington that was painted by Gilbert, I think, Stuart. And, of course, there's some things about the 1812 War, which is the war that we lost under his administration. He was the author of the Federalist Papers, and that's something that everybody should read. She saved a lot of things in the White House. And, of course, the reason that Washington was burned, and, of course, the general that burned it got his karma later, he was killed by a bullet by a sniper, was that the Americans had burned the capital of what was known as Upper Canada in Toronto in the War of 1812, a war which we lost. We only won the battles on Lake Erie and the USS Constitution over the Ironsides. But the Canadian Broadcasting has put out a DVD on the subject from the Canadian point of view, and there's some, it ought to be looked at because we didn't learn this when I was in high school and college. So I would recommend that the people who are interested in the other side of history that we don't hear about. Let's see, who else was born today? Oh, Pat Nixon, the long-suffering wife of Richard Nixon. Quaker family, born poor. She endured a lot of abuse that was heaped on her husband. Some of it was well-deserved and long overdue. But a very honorable woman, and, you know, we honor her on her birthday today. For those of you who are concerned about reckless driving and why the highway patrol or state troopers aren't acting like chips and pursuing these people and solving or catching criminals and miscreants on the highways, today is the birthday of Eric Estrada. And I remember the famous TV series Chips. The predecessor of that series was Highway Patrol with Broderick Crawford, whose most famous role was in Huey Long. So that's a movie that everybody should view to learn about how we have political demagogues. You know, excuse me, I'm still suffering from the cold. Pardon me. And also today is a birthday of Jerry Lewis. Actually, the family name was Levin. I think it's Levin. And he was the partner of Dean Martin. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, Russian-Jewish family, I think. Levitch, excuse me, L-E-V-I-T-H. And among the deaths today, we have in Roman history the second emperor, the man who succeeded Augustus, who was the guy who tried to clean up Rome. 40 years, I think, Augustus reigned. And then that famous series Rome put out by HBO, I highly recommend viewing that. Tiberius Nero was not supposed to be emperor. He didn't want to be, but he's probably the first and most notorious, one of the most notorious pedophile emperors in of all Roman history. And there was a phrase about he liked to swim in his pool at Capri with little boys, and they were called Tiberius's minnows. And he was strangled in his sleep by Nero, was Nero or Caligula, who was his nephew, who later, I think it was Caligula, who was, and that name in Latin means little boots. Also today, since we were talking about the Italians or the Romans, we have the death of Aldo Moro, who was a famous Italian politician who was kidnapped by the Red Brigade, and he was allegedly involved in the Vatican Bank scandal. So here's a little plug for Jack Cashel's book. He just put out a book called Popes and Bankers, and he gets into that. I haven't seen a review copy, but since I know Cashel, and he has written in part on the Stephen Neri case, which happened on March 23rd, 1996, a day of infamy for San Francisco. And we'll get into that on Tuesday, March 23rd, a special program, because this is a case, the Stephen Neri case is a case of national and international importance. And it affects every federal military person and every National Guard and reservist who are re-upped or called back into service. Their civil, human, and military rights, and how to protect them and how they were violated and how to protect themselves from sexual predators. And remember, one of the big myths is that males don't get raped. Well, they do, and they have been. And it's one of the biggest cover-ups in the media. I don't know why the media is afraid of it. If Stephen Neri was Stephanie, there'd be all kinds of hell raised by the feminists, various women's advocacy groups, and people concerned about female rape. But male rape is out there, and it's increasing. And of course, we may have had incidents of this with Nancy Pelosi's friend, Congressman Massa. I have a feeling there's more to the captain's story. So stay tuned for that one. Also, for those of you who are familiar with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, the great singer, she had a brain tumor and she collapsed on stage in Marvin Gaye's arms. And Marvin Gaye later was killed by his father, I believe, a great black rock singing group of the 60s. And let's see, what else happened today? Besides next week. Oh, yes, today the Army Corps of Engineers was set up. They were set up at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. And in the Stephen Neri case, one of the jurors was a corrupt employee of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. We'll get into his background. What's unusual about that case is that one, it was removed properly to the proper jurisdiction of the U.S. District Court, federal court, because the whole thing involved fraudulent documents, covered up, intimidation and threats, and an attempted, I would say an attempted political assassination of one of the parties. But anyway, the Army Corps of Engineers are interesting, and this guy showed up at the 9/11 site, the World Trade Center. There's a photo of him, and we'll be talking about that next week on the special show devoted entirely to Stephen Neri, unless something else comes up, which I don't think will happen. Today, also, to show that America, it wasn't the Germans who were inventors of the rocket, liquid fuel rocket, or Wernher von Braun. It was Professor Robert Goddard in Massachusetts in 1926. He launched the first successful liquid fuel rocket, and the Germans learned from us. And those of you who are concerned about military conscription, in 1935, Hitler, after he became chancellor, after Hindenburg died, he reintroduced conscription and set up what is known as the Wehrmacht. And then for the car lovers, and I'm an aficionado, in 1959, Ford produced its millionth vehicle, and it was called the Thunderbird. In 1968, GM, General Motors, introduced the Oldsmobile Toronado, the first of their front-wheel drives, and of course, the Oldsmobile is no longer produced anymore. General Motors was set up by a guy named Alfred P. Sloan, a genius who came up with the marketing idea that people wanted different choices, and these different choice cars and names and all that, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, and they wanted different colors and different accoutrements. I think that's the proper word. Boy, am I slipping. But anyway, Henry Ford was a dictator. He was a genius, and unfortunately an anti-Semite, supported Hitler. And he was deposed by his son, or his son was Edsel, was brought in. And it's an interesting union history with how Ford and the people that ran the Ford Motor Company during the early 40s and hired a guy named Harry Bennett. I don't think he's related to William Bennett, the lawyer and the Secretary of Education in the Bush administration. But anyway, he was a thug, and he hired these goons to beat up United Auto Workers who were protesting against working conditions in the Ford plants. We also have today, it's a controversial murder, homicide, and conviction. Scott Peterson was sentenced to death in a, I think, San Mateo court. He's sitting on death row along with several other sexual predators like Randy Kraft, who murdered, probably tortured, drug tortured and murdered an estimated 50 victims that we know about. Several of them were U.S. Marines and National Guard, young Marines, who were horribly tortured. I don't want to get into it. But anyway, he's sitting there and on death row here in California. So we ought to keep that in mind. And, of course, we have some in the classical world, we have the great singer Christa Ludwig was born today, and Teresa Berganza, the Spanish soprano. Great singers if you like classical music and you want to learn about great singing and enjoy it. And in the pop world, Nancy Wilson, great jazz singer and pop singer. Excuse me. And then let's see what else we have today. This is relevant considering if we look at the murders of the U.S. consular officials in Mexico. or the people, the Americans who were killed down there. On this day in 1916, General John J. Pershing, the commander of the U.S. Army, crossed the border into Mexico in pursuit of Pancho Villa. And, of course, you know, we've had all those problems on the border several, for many years. Interesting, there is a famous movie out with Wallace Beery, who played Pancho Villa. And it's a 30s movie. Now, Wallace Beery's cousin, or nephew, I'm not sure which, served in the Vietnam War, was horribly wounded. We'll put up the photo. And he has been a veterans' rights advocate, and he had his own, I think he had his own show. He's recovering, and his is a famous case where his wife, his ex-wife, tried to attach in court, get a court order to attach his veterans' pension, and he fought and won. And so there's a famous case called Mansell versus Mansell, also a California case where these state court judges think that they can order the federal government around, or they can circumvent what is known as black letter law, clearly stated, easily understood. We have that case here with the Stephen Neri case, and we'll get into that next week. Excuse me. And let's see. Oh, yes. And then getting back to operas, two famous operas involving, this opera written by Verdi, The Assassination of King Gustav III. They wrote an opera. Verdi wrote an opera, A Masked Ball, Ballo Mascara, famous opera, middle period. And it was so controversial at the time that it was based on the assassination of Gustav III of Sweden. But what happened was the censors were going to ban it, so he had to change it so that it was assassination of a governor in Massachusetts or something. But that was the basis, the creative basis for this opera, Un Ballo Mascara. And also today, in a horrible massacre, we have the My Lai massacre, in which an estimated 350 to 500 Vietnamese civilians, we don't know if any Viet Cong were involved, were murdered in My Lai. And, of course, the famous lawyer and controversial lawyer in the case was F. Lee Bailey, who I think they tried to disbar him at one point. He's dead now. Callie is living a civilian life. He doesn't talk about the case. And then his superior, Captain Medina, I think he got off. And a lot of people think that Kelly should have been sentenced to life in prison in Fort Leavenworth. A lot of other people think that he was just like a lot of poor whites. And that's the thing about the Vietnam War and our draft and conscription system. If the rich can get out or have connections, their 18-year-old sons escape military service. So who is drafted? Poor ethnics, blacks, Native Americans, Asians, and poor white kids, and they're poorly educated. They're not sophisticated. A lot of them, like Callie, was way in over his head. How he got to be a lieutenant, I don't know if it was a battlefield promotion or what, but clearly he didn't understand. And a lot of the guys who went to Vietnam, I was a protester, so you know, I didn't flee to Canada or Sweden or try to, and discourage people, and I didn't encourage people to desert. But I told them to fight this thing, and a lot of us did fight what we thought was not a just war. We should have never been there. And of course, what I predicted at the time, I said we'd be selling them Levi's and Kentucky Fried Chicken and transistor radios and all of that. And of course, technology has gone several steps further. And, you know, they've got an economy that's booming over in Vietnam. They even have an airline. So that should tell you something. But it's the poor whites, and unfortunately, the people who are making the laws that are going to affect this generation, my generation, and your children's generation and your grandchildren's generation, are people who have never served, who avoided the draft. In fact, the one notorious judge in the Steve Neri case fled to Europe to climb mountains, and he's a judge. He runs in marathons. And he thinks he should be on the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll get into his case on another show. But another issue, the video voyeurs, the Captain Massa case, and then that woman who was a captain of a ship, the lesbian, suspected lesbian, her name is Graf, who abused her subordinates on that ship. This is another example of why this don't ask, don't tell should be left alone, and to bring closet homosexuals to make this out in the open. Can you imagine if these people had come out in the open? They'd be protected, from investigation and prosecution. And people who are behind Don't Ask, Don't Tell, especially the ones in California, are connected to a lot of these video voyeurs. And we have a copy, and the feds, the Navy was given a copy of this underground tape called How to Seduce Young Military Recruits. And it came out about a year after President Clinton issued his executive order on allowing gays and lesbians to remain in the military so long as they didn't do anything. Well, they want to overturn that, and they want to do what Captain Ernest Röhm did in Germany. He was the guy, open homosexual. He started the street gang, the SA, and you can see the movie The Damned by Visconti, who was homosexual, one of the Italian homosexual producers. Incidentally, today is the birthday of Bernardo Bertolucci, and he's made several of these type of films. Great cinematographer, but he likes a lot of male frontal nudity and that sort of thing, and some of his plots are very bizarre. But anyway, what's interesting is Ernest Röhm was probably the father of this political godfather of open gays in the military and having a gay military or homosexual military battalion or army. And he was the guy that, through street violence and thuggery and shakedowns and extortion, which covered everything from being a Jews and a political opponent, socialist, communist, and harassing and killing Jews and molesting young boys. He was the guy that started and that created an army of nearly 300,000. And then the Night of the Long Knives, the SS were Himmler's group. Himmler hated homosexuals, so he said. But there were some in the SS also, but they were very masculine and that sort of thing. He considered Röhm a rival, and he prevailed upon Hitler, along with the German general staff, who were disgusted with all this perversion, to eliminate Ernest Röhm. And they did it in June, I think, of 1935, and it was called the Night of the Long Knives. And this could happen. Now, some people think that we should have if open gays and lesbians are going to be allowed and encouraged to come into the federal military services, that they should all be, in a way, quarantined into one billet or a division. So that's something that needs to be talked about. But the way they've been spending all this time on this healthcare, when we have a $9 billion system in place, which can be improved, which can be expanded, and should be, why, all is double-dealing and bribery, Cornhusker deals, the Florida, the Arkansas deal. So it's going to be very interesting to see what Pelosi does. And I would recommend that you go to our YouTube site, Amicus Veritas, AmiCusVeritas, and we have several of her constituents and more would like to sign. We already sent the birthday greetings, her 70th birthday greeting, to Nancy Pelosi in Washington. She received it, or her staff did, and there's nothing offensive in there, just saying you've been there too long, it's time to retire. And she does have a vineyard here in California. I think it's Gridditch. I'll verify that. And how she became very wealthy it remains a mystery, but there's a lot of controversy besides the healthcare system, how she manipulated this deal to take over the San Francisco Presidio Fort base, which was the Sixth Army's base here in California, and was one of the top postings, preferred postings of military personnel because of the beauty and all of the advantages of living in San Francisco Bay Area. Pelosi is from Baltimore, and controversial father, D'Alessandro, was mayor of Baltimore, and there are allegations about certain questionable connections. Maybe Jack Cashel will get into that one. I don't know. He's from New Jersey, so he should understand corruption. But you should check out his book. It just came out, Gods and Bankers. I think that's what it is. And I haven't seen it, but I know he was working on it. So next week, I'm sorry about tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, but because I couldn't get my old buddy, I went to the same Catholic boarding school, and also he is famous because he's a one of the deans of Chicago and Illinois journalism. His family, famous family, it's descended somewhere along the line from the Romanovs on one side and of the Irish on the other. And his grandfather, great-grandfather, served on the USS Olympia when they sailed with Admiral Dewey into Manila Bay. And he survived that. So Patrick will be here on Thursday, and the topic will be some of the things you didn't know about the Irish and some of the things you don't want to know. And we'll have rare music, and we'll talk about everything from we've expanded it 15 minutes. We'll talk about everything from the Irish contributions and their connections to the clergy. And here's another fact, a political fact of life. There are Ireland's under media assault and public attention and focus because of the homosexual and lesbian scandal over there. Catholics, our adherents admit that there has been a serious problem, and the clergy has been the Roman hierarchy has been ducking this problem, hoping it would go away, but it hasn't, and it won't go away, and we've got to deal with it. And we'll get into that on another show. But anyway, Catholics aren't the only ones. Catholic priests, bishops, brothers, and even nuns. We have that problem, too. Lesbians who abuse children, and that happened in Ireland also. I think the order was called the Magdalens. Anyway, they're not the only ones who have abused children. We have blacks here in San Francisco. We have Reverend Amos Brown, who has $250,000 in pedophile judgments against him. There are allegations that the Ethiopian Boys Project that he had, that the kids were molested or abused over there. They wrecked a house, and we keep hearing stories. We've had the Asians, the Chinese, the Cameron House, they were molesting boys there. So, you know, and it isn't only the Catholics that have these problems, but we are the ones who are taking the hits and the hurts, and some of it's deserved because, we haven't successfully dealt with it. But maybe we'll have to, because a lot of money is involved, and the Vatican Bank can't pay off all of these judgments, and they're going to have to face the problem that it is a problem, and it has to, and you can't escape it anymore. It's like a cancer that has not been contained and eradicated. But as I said, it's not only Catholics. Also, there have been rabbis who have molested boys and girls. So it's all the religions have guilt. I don't know about the Buddhists. We certainly have it in Islam, too. That's another political misconception or fraud, that the Islamists are homophobic. Oh, no. There's a lot of duplicity there, and that'll be exposed. I personally don't think it's a peaceful religion if you look at the history of how the Turks and the other groups, the North Africans, when they invaded other countries, they tried to forcibly convert people, and they went after the boys and the young girls. So tune in Thursday at 5:30, and we'll have a salute to the Irish. As I said, some of the things you didn't know about the Irish and some of the things you don't want to know. And then on March 23rd, that day of infamy, it'll be entirely devoted the show to Stephen Neri and all the military personnel who have been raped and railroaded. There are others, believe me. We spent 14 years working on his case, and a lot of famous people and infamous people were involved. I want to thank you all for listening, and here's a little, let's play a little bit. Well, see you next week. Or no, Thursday. This is Peter Paul Rizzola. Thanks for listening. Okay. Okay. What the hell is all this? Why does this keep coming up? How do I get rid of this? Okay, get rid of it. No, I'm not interested.